So, John, yesterday was a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, you know, the final outcome, the 5-0, it looks like an absolute disaster, and inevitably it was. It didn't really look that it was going to end up that way. I thought half-time it was 0-0. The game was very competitive. There was nothing to choose between the two sides whatsoever. And if either one of the sides would have gone in 1-0, you know, I don't think it, you know, the other side could have complained too much. There was absolutely nothing in the game. And, you know, at half-time, it was, you know, the general spiel of things was stay organised, stay in the game. And, we looked to play on the counter and maybe nick one. But at the very least, you know, we take a point. We didn't see that we was in, you know, any serious danger or threat of losing in the manner that we did. But, you know, a goal goes in, and a very simple goal. We didn't track a midfield runner. The scorer of the goal actually started on the halfway line, and he passed it, followed his pass, received the ball back, and he scored 1-0. And then after going 1-0 down, well, it can only be described as a shambles, you know, and people, players doing their own thing and heads dropped, rounded shoulders, all that stuff. That shouldn't happen. That really shouldn't happen at this level, but it did. And from 1-0 to 5-0, it was a complete disaster. But, you know, I never saw that coming after half-time, and speaking to their management and their coach, you know, bizarrely enough, they were very complimentary of the sides, you know, in the first half, and they also echoed and said there was nothing to choose between the two sides. But, again, a terrible collapse second half.
Well, before we talk about the second half, I'm going to be critical of the first half to a certain extent, because you've got two sides there, both lacking in confidence. It looked like 0-0 written all over it. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I do wonder where the next goal's coming from for Halzo in town.
Yeah, well, this is something that we spoke about, and we got in three or four good opportunities, and we're trying to, we're low on confidence, so what they're trying to do, they're trying to make sure they've got the perfect goal. And by perfect goal, I mean a simple goal, a guaranteed goal. And people are just not shooting. And it's, you know, in the warm-up, in training, you know, we'll do shooting drills, and Richard Sneakers will set shooting drills up, which are very good. And, you know, players are hitting the targets and shooting early. And then match day, it's nothing like, and so, you know, we must have turned down five or six opportunities first half to even shoot. And, if you don't shoot, you're not going to score. So, you know, I can't disagree with you, Adam. It's very, very frustrating, isn't it? And, you know, most strikers will tell you it is a confidence thing, and the only way you can get through that is by scoring.
But the defence just seemed to give up and went AWOL during the second half, particularly after the first goal. And to a certain extent, I guess, after Asa Charlton had got substituted, I mean, he dug you out of a few situations in the first half with some last-gasp tackles. And, when he went off at 2-0, then I guess the floodgates opened to a certain extent. I mean, I guess that's a disappointing thing, because at least the defence has helped you out in recent weeks, but not to be the case yesterday.
No, and I thought Ace was, I spoke to Ace, he was unlucky, he was 2-0 down, he was playing left back, you know, and we, that is, it seems bizarrely enough, but at that stage we didn't need a defender, a defender wasn't going to get us back into the game at 2-0, so, you know, we looked to get fresh legs on in the left back position in Jack Kelly, and obviously I'm not saying that didn't work, but, you know, the defence in general and midfield just went completely missing, and, we opened up like the Red Sea.
So, we also had the sending off of Pushchair. Now, I know it was a bad tackle, but I just sense that at the point that it happened, there was so much frustration amongst your side, and then we had the situation with the handbags as well. It's not good to see, but it's understandable given the scenario that the team are in.
Well, it wasn't a great tackle. He didn't make contact with the player. But I actually said to the referee, I've got no complaints about the red card, and he thanked me for that. I didn't need to say it. And he's Marcus says he's not like that. He's not a malicious lad. He's a very, very quiet, mild-mannered lad. But it was, you know, one of the differences, Adam, he could have been a bad tackle. And, you know, he left the ground and inevitably, after a bad tackle, you know, players, you know, they do have an opinion on it and a bit of handbags pushing and shoving. No, there was nothing serious in there, but unfortunately, you know, in football in general, a bad tackle does spark a reaction from the, you know, the player receiving the tackle, which escalates to everybody having an opinion and reacting. It's not nice to see. It's completely wrong and unacceptable, but it's not a Howells Allen or a Whitby problem. It happens in all football, unfortunately.
What were you thinking during that second half? Because I was looking across at the dugouts and you sort of stood there with your arms folded, watching your side disintegrate. I mean, what goes through a manager's mind?
Well, to be honest with you, Adam, I was in total disbelief. I was in total disbelief, and at 2-3 nil, you're thinking, this could be 5, you know, it could be 6. You're thinking like that, you know, and your mind thinks, to the supporters, you quickly think to the supporters who've travelled here and spending the hard-earned money, and yet again, they've watched their team, who they watch week in, week out, collapse, and it's really tough because at 3-4 nil, you know, it's even damage limitations almost gone out the window, and it's not nice to watch that. You almost, you know, certain players seem to have thrown the towel in, and you know, to be perfectly honest with you, you're looking for that final whistle to come and, you know, and see if you can move on. But a very difficult one. I mean, we've had 3 tough away matches. You know, and the plight we're in as a club, that's not easy to have those 3 matches on the trot, all far away. You know, Shore Lane, Lancaster, and Whitby, they're not good fixtures for anybody, especially consecutive. But yeah, a tough, tough place to be second half, it really was.
Some more crumb of comfort, I suppose, is that the teams around you are equally poor and just cancelling each other out.
Well, you know, they're revitalised a little bit under Neil and Tuffy. You know, fair play to them, that's a win and a draw. So, you know, it does happen sometimes. You know, the new manager comes in and shakes things up, and so they've got a little bit of momentum at the moment, and you know, it does look like, you know, it's one of 2 teams that are going to get relegated. I know Stanley Bridge are down there as well, but they've got quite a lot of games in hand, so. But yeah, you know, it's a tough, tough place, and it unfortunately it does look like one of 2 local sides, either Aldine or Sutton, they'll be relegated.
Now, it puts all the more pressure on next Saturday when you take on Rush or Olympic. It's a home game. What can you do between now and next Saturday?
Well, first of all, Adam, you know, myself and Matt and Richard Sneakers and that, we've got to get on the phone all week again. Last week was absolutely non-stop. You know, I'm making a work call and then a football call, a work call and a football call, and it's absolutely relentless, you know. And the player recruitment, it's tough. It's really, really tough. And the amount of players, managers, agents that myself and Matt Clark spoke to last week is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I mean, you know, I'm not sure if everybody else is going through it, but, you know, and it's, you know, the position we're in. And, you know, what's happening to Al Zoe off the field, which is well documented. I mean, again, I'm not saying it's wrong, but everybody knows our business. And I know they do because other managers speak to me about us and they ask what's going on and they ask close to the edge questions about rumours and stuff like that. So, you know, if managers are aware of that, so are players. And so that makes recruitment all the more difficult.